whatever's on your mind, toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free lines. We are launching here into the third hour of the program, and it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com. Also, join Dale over on his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. Great internet-based cartooning. You can see it for yourself. You get two cartoons per week. Wednesdays and Fridays are the release dates. Plus, you get some good editorializing from time to time as well, all over at anarchyinyourhead.com. And some people, they love looking gift horses in the mouth, don't they, Dale? You got some critique here recently that was completely uncalled for.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, I guess we're going to talk about that, huh?
Might as well. Why not? I found it pretty outrageous.
I got an email from someone said I was disrespecting them because I when I send out my RSS feed, if you sign up for my RSS feed, up to now I shrink the comic a little bit, so it's really not very readable and everything. It's like a little preview of what the comic is, mm-hmm. and you have to click on it, go to my site, and read it there for free. You know,
right.
Everything there is free, and unless you buy a T-shirt or something. And so he said I was disrespecting him because if I don't have enough respect to present it in a format that he can read, then, you know, I don't know. So
to click an extra time?
Yeah,
he
has to click
him?
And go to my site to read. He can't just read it straight out of my RSS feed without having to ever look at any of my advertising or any of anything.
Right.
Or the little, you know, any of the other links on my website that have, you know, to the store. Or
I don't know how
else other
comics work, but Free Talk Live is delivered to them via an RSS feed, so they don't have to click beyond that. So perhaps he's like comparing it.
Well, it varies,
like
honestly. Like Dilbert is an example of a very popular comic that sends the whole comic out on their RSS feed. And I think that might be a recent thing. They've been a little more stingy in the past. I think they recently loosened up.
Then I don't think there's
like
anything
PvP,
wrong.
PvP Online just sends you a link. You have to go to the website to see it on their RSS feed. They don't even send a preview image like I do.
Why
it
wouldn't
varies,
somebody
you know?
Want the? Why wouldn't somebody want you know somebody to come to their website? You know, get so they get the page view and they get the possible advertising revenue from that person having to view the comic at their site.
It's kind of all I ask.
I'm not asking anything.
I don't have a donate button on my website. It is possible to donate to me, for instance. I don't make an obnoxious donate button right on the front page or anything.
I don't see that as obnoxious. I see a donate button as fine.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to say this obnoxious. I'm just saying that I'm not, like, pushy about getting people to donate.
I think you should have
I don't try to guilt trip people into donating money for the site. I put a lot of work into it. But, you know, I just kind of would like it if they'd come to the site and increase
Absolutely.
Their traffic.
Absolutely. And I think anybody that's reasonable would see that as something that they should be doing, that they should be visiting the site of the creator. So, and you're the creator of anarchyinyourhead.com.
Yeah.
Visit the website so you can at least
vote.
See what the banners
There's
are.
There's a vote button on my website that you'll never see on the RSS feed.
I
it's
mean,
really easy to vote for the comic, and that helps promote the comic.
Most of the
It doesn't
people,
cost anything. There's the opportunity that you might, you know, if you raise my traffic, that raises that's really almost directly proportional to my advertising revenue.
Sure
if
is.
I have more traffic, because advertisers are willing
right.
to pay more if there's a lot of eyes on my comic and anything.
Most
on the,
people aren't
you know,
going to click on your advertisers, but you're right. The more people see the ads, the more likely someone is going to click on one of them. So there's a real good reason to send people to a website. I do the same thing with the Free Talk Live update emails. Whenever there's something new on our website, whether it's a video of a Mark recently at the End the Fed rally in Boston or our brand new Shriner, I never attach any of that stuff to the email. It's always come to freetalklive.com and see it. Here's what's new at freetalklive.com.
Click one button.
Yeah, click here and you can see it. And when you click there, hopefully you'll notice what some of our advertisers are, and maybe you'll go and visit one of them. I mean, that's it and that's all. No one's ever complained to me for it, but I understand why they complain.
Yeah.
They have the spoiled internet brat mentality. And I understand why they get this way. It's because there have been so few advertisements on the internet, sort of just historically, as far as just inside right. podcasts.
People weren't willing to pay for the ads early on. So so what entrepreneurs like Ian and myself have done is we created a product. That way people would consume the product. We would then have the ears that the advertisers would wish to purchase. And so therefore we sold the ears. I mean, what's the big deal?
Well,
this is how we make a living.
Yeah, but it is a big deal to people who have been used to having to experience virtually nothing in the way of advertising.
I think it's
to get the product that they're looking
here's
for.
Here's what baffles me on it is that these are libertarians we're talking about, or people that understand
the
market.
If he likes my comment,
I mean, read the room. The moon is a harsh mistress. Tan Snaffle, man. There's no such thing as a free lunch. The Anarchy in Your Head comic does not come free. Someone makes it. Someone's labor goes into it, and that's worth something. What it's and look, lucky you. You don't have to pay for it.
You just
somebody
click.
Else, right? Somebody else is going to pay for you being willing to look at it.
I think he did toss in a carrot with the stick, and then he said, you know, if it were more convenient for me, I'd be more likely to dig it or Reddit it, you know, in some way promote the comic, and I'm like, well, I suppose, except that, like, I really get, like, no traffic from those sites as it is, and I'm trying to picture, like, there is just this attitude of, like, I think the funny thing is I'm probably going to take his suggestion and go ahead and make the RSS feed. Just send the whole comic in the RSS.
I disagree with that completely.
One guy emailed you?
No,
are you going to change your business
model?
I
have some other people suggested as well.
But why? What's the benefit to you?
PR, publicity for the comic. I mean, I think it's just, you know, even though I might miss out on some traffic right now, I think if just more people reading the comic regularly because it's really convenient, maybe they're more likely to share it or get tell more people about it or
if
whatever.
If you'd be willing to put a line at the bottom that says that Anarchy in Your Head is brought to you, you know, as a service of Anarchy in Your Head Incorporated, and if you'd like to, donate to, so that more people get to see Anarchy in Your Head and the messages, if you'd be willing to put a donation line on there, I'd be for it. But the idea that you're going to minimize what it is that you're, getting paid on and for really no return. I don't think there's anything in that clicking. I just don't think there is. I think everybody is like, oh, new comic, cool, click.
That's what I do. When it comes up on freekeen.com, you syndicate your comics there, and it's always a slightly, just small enough to where you can see the entire frame of the comic, but you can't actually read the text.
I don't know what they're saying.
That, new comic, click. No
That's actually, I have to do that because of the format of the freekeen page.
Because
the full
small.
Comic will not fit on there. Yeah. It throws the whole layout of the page off, which I'm sure you wouldn't appreciate.
Yeah.
And so I have to do it there. And
but it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It'd be great if I didn't have to, but I have no problem as a fan of the comic clicking and viewing. I certainly don't see it as an insult. What was the term he used?
He said it was disrespectful enough to present the content in a format that's convenient or readable.
There is a format, content, and
readable
version at
anarchyandyourhead.com.
Just baffling. I don't understand the...
I think it would just... I mean, okay, I think there's pros and cons to either way. Like, I don't get the traffic if they don't have to click it and read it on my site. There's also just the potential for just more eyes to see the comic.
I just don't think there
really
is.
Conveniently.
If they open the email, they're willing to click on the thing because you've told them what it is. They already know they already know what they got from looking at their email or what is that how it comes?
Well, it's an RSS feed. It's like a special website.
I understand how that works.
It's like taking pieces of different websites and putting them all on one page in a nice convenient format. So it's like a little piece of Anarchy in Your Head goes to this one page for them, and it's all lined up. You know, they can click Anarchy in Your Head, and like all the entries from Anarchy in Your Head are in a nice list for them just to go right down with no ads next to them.
There may be something to be said for that. I mean, if there are other sites that are taking your content and syndicating it there, that they'd be more likely to take it if it was a full-frame comic. I think there's something to be said for that. But if this is the one complaint you've gotten about it...
I've also heard that I need to talk some about this, but apparently, technically, you can include advertisements and things in an RSS feed. I could look into that as well. I don't know.
Just
a vote button.
I hesitate making changes based on one complainer. That's all. I would be very hesitant toward that. If you can see a real reason for it, like if somebody's telling you, hey, I want to syndicate your feed to my big website, like a site that's bigger than yours, but I don't want to do it because you're not giving me the full frame of the comic, then it would be worthwhile, right? Because if you could get the exposure that you knew for a fact you were getting.
I did get a couple other people kind of back him up and say, yeah, I think it'd be a good idea, but you're right, he wasn't very tactful about it, you know.
1-800-259-9231 is the number. AnarchyInYourHead.com is Dale's website. Go see it for yourself. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hey guys, does size really matter? Take it from a woman, it does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
and Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Features including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours going back for an entire year right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com.
Venner Dean is a New England event promoter and organizer. They'd like to poll members of the Free State Project and other FTL listeners, and here are some ideas for some events that they've got. Which one sounds best to you? Live music in Keene, New Hampshire? Food? Guitar lessons? Technology demos? Number two, a takeover of a private auto racing track in northern New England, including all complete with laser lights, dance club kegs, and bring your sports car for the tournament. Three, the House of Prostitution via Rhode Island. By the way, prostitution legal in Rhode Island, Ian.
Really?
That's what I was told. Apparently, this would not just be going to find hookers. This would be some kind of high-level event that you could even bring a girlfriend to. Number four, Rooster Pit, whatever that is, at the New Hampshire State House, Ron Paul Republicans, food and outdoors. And number five, whichever is the cheapest. So go to venerdean.net and place your vote. It's venerdean.net, VENORDENE.net.
Interesting. In Rhode Island, the act of prostitution, that is performing a sexual activity in exchange for money, is legal because there's no law to define it and make it illegal. However, operating a brothel, pimping, and street prostitution are illegal. Very interesting. Wait, so in call and out call prostitution, completely legal in Rhode Island.
Oh, so you just can't have a place of operations like a brothel, but you could do house calls.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Huh.
Pretty cool. All right, let's continue with your phone calls. Johnson is in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Johnson. Johnson in Connecticut. Hello.
Hey, if only they could offer prostitution through RSS feeds. That'd be nice. I wanted to call in about that, about the webcomic, being that I am somebody who reads a lot of webcomics. And as to my knowledge, you and Mark are not avid webcomic readers.
That is correct.
Yeah. Dale... Yeah, I would suggest going with the RSS thing because if you want to make money as a webcomic person, and I read a lot of webcomics, I've kind of looked at their models because I've thought about getting into it as somebody who has an art degree. You would make more money by getting more traffic. Obviously, you're going to get a much larger proportion of traffic because you're going to get people who will look at your comic, and then you can make money off of things like T-shirts and notepads and other merchandise type items. The reason why you want to go with RSS is because there are hundreds and hundreds of people like me who will absolutely not read your comic other than maybe once or twice, because it's just too inconvenient to go to someone's website to read a comic. Yeah. It just, you know, I've read Anarchy in Your Head a couple times. Do I follow it? No, it's too inconvenient. I'm not going to go to your website to read your comic, and I like it. But, you know, just chiming in. Here's one person right off the bat that definitely...
You're not the only one. I was trying to explain to Ian and Mark on the break that... I probably am going to implement... I am probably going to change my RSS feed to include the full comic. And maybe a little more. I don't want it to be obnoxious, but I might have like the vote button. You know, that would be very helpful actually if there's a convenient vote button and someone could click it and that would help me in the rankings against other webcomics. There's a website that ranks webcomics and that's great promotion for my site if people will click that vote button. The problem with my vote with the comic voting is it's every day. You know, Free Talk Live has a vote once a month and I religiously go and vote for them every month.
Right.
On the podcast competitions, and it's only once a month you have to do it, and so really dedicated fans can do that once a month, and they don't mind getting an email once a month saying, go vote. Well, I'm not going to email people every day and tell them to go vote for my comic. So what I think I might do is like include a vote button with the RSS feed or something if I can, and I'll have to tweak it. I haven't done a lot with RSS feeds to see how to tweak that to do that, but if I do things like that, I think I can justify it, and it'll be fine. But what I was trying to tell Mark and Ian is they're not the only ones that – this guy was not the only one to say that. I had some other people who are appreciative fans of the comic saying that they thought that would be a good idea as well.
So. I guess that's –
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do for you personally because I'll definitely be a subscriber. But not only will that, but I'll make sure that your RSS feed gets posted to our Facebook page as well. So,
thank you.
you know, we'll get some traffic, you know, get it started. But yeah, absolutely, I think you'll get a lot more traffic that way, and that can turn, you know, if you do something interesting along the lines of maybe in between a comic feed, post something else that drives traffic to your website. You know, you post your comics for the week, and then maybe every other Saturday you post something that, you know, like a contest or something that gets people to go to the website. And there you go. You've got.
Well, you know what else I'd like to do, and this is something I've been putting off for a long time. I upgraded the software in the comic, and it's been very beneficial. It made the archive really nice and automatic and all kinds of stuff. There's some great software, but the problem is it broke my Easter eggs, which were a really popular feature of the site. And if I can get the Easter eggs to work in the RSS feed, and I think I probably can, then finding that Easter egg and clicking on it would take you to a page on my site. So that would be like an extra feature. It wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be a deterrent necessarily.
Yeah, I'm glad you called tonight, Johnson, with a perspective, because Mark and I think we're coming at this from a perspective of someone who's a fan of Dale's work and we've got no problem clicking on a link to experience the comic. What you're saying is, if you don't do this full frame RSS feed comic version, then all of the casual comic viewers out there, you're going to be losing a lot of those. That's what you're getting at, right?
Well, here's the other ludicrous thing. If you guys were coming from an argument where you, you know, for a very long time had a completely ad-free podcast that you were distributing via RSS. So what are you doing? You're telling him to not follow your own business model.
But the reason we were distributing an ad-free RSS feed was because, completely free RSS feed, was because we didn't have ads for it. I mean, people weren't paying us money. We were building the product so that we could sell ads for it.
Well, now that's not entirely true. Not initially.
What?
Not according to Ian.
Well, I guess I'm not understanding what
you're
getting
at. There was the incident, I believe it happened one night, where I convinced Ian to leave all the ads in, like the 15 ads per hour from the radio show in the feed, and the podcast listeners blew up. But I don't think there would have been an issue at any point at all putting a 30-second ad in the breaks, in each one of those breaks. We just...
Right, at the very end. But initially, I mean, when we initially started the podcast, we were... And Ian, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but we were offering the podcast entirely ad free because that's what a lot of other podcasts were doing at the time, and we also wanted to, you know, to continue to be more competitive and to get more people to listen by being completely ad free.
I don't even think I considered putting ads in the podcast at that point.
They had ads, and then they had ads for the AMP program.
Okay, but those are more promotionals than
they're ads.
They're not paid ads.
They're placed
commercial
there, and they're placeholders for the ads that we now sell.
I don't even know if there wasn't even an AMP program when we started the podcast.
Okay,
so no,
well,
it would have been nothing.
I'll consider my argument there about what you said to Dale, you know, and being a completely different business model. I'll consider that argument. I'll consider you having trounced me on that, Mark.
No, I don't think I trounced you, but I think that there's something to be said on the other side of it.
No, I appreciate where Johnson's coming from. He's basically saying that if you want more casual viewers,
yeah,
well,
he's right about that part. I'm wrong.
Who could turn into fans? You know, if they're seeing your full frame, as long as you've got the logo down in the corner, they're going to know where to go to get more of the comic that they might decide they like. Thanks, Johnson, for the call tonight. Appreciate the perspective. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. tobenatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit tobenatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. tobenatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your fieldwork. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything. Toll free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free lines, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. We've got a bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. The principal over there at SACL CAI is Jason Osborne. He's a huge advocate for liberty, and I would recommend turning over your accounts receivable to him. Just go to the banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side, SACL CAI.
All right, let's continue taking your phone calls, and we'll start things out with Dan in Pennsylvania on the Amp Line. Hello, Dan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. A couple of nights ago, Mark, you said something about you guys were having a talk about Quakerism, and somebody asked if you believed in the devil, and you said if there was a devil, you believe it probably would be the state. Do you remember that?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I actually kind of agree. As I've said many times, I'm a Christian, but for those who didn't know, I am. And I don't really believe that the government is the devil, but I do believe it is the Antichrist.
What do you mean by that?
I actually, Well, most people, you know, you know how the number 666 is, 6 is supposed to represent the Antichrist.
Okay.
Well, in biblical numerology, the number 6 represents man, and the number 3 represents divine power. And in numerology, 3 sixes represents man trying to take the seat of God. Now, what organization do you know of that could possibly fit that description?
You know, I think if you think of Christ as the manifestation of God on earth, I'm not a Christian myself, but I understand the idea of it, the story at least. And if Christ is the manifestation of God on earth, I could certainly see government as the manifestation of the devil on earth, being that government is at its core violence and threats. So it, I can also see it just in that symbolism.
Yeah, not only that, but Jesus really was a radical anti-statist, not insofar as he explicitly opposed the state, but he sure did break an awful lot of laws to the point where they killed him for it.
Mm-hmm.
So and anyone who thinks that Jesus and the government aren't in mutual opposition hasn't read their Bible very carefully, and we've had this conversation before, how so many Christians just completely misinterpret certain parts of the Bible, you know, believing that the state is good and they will absolutely undermine, you know, the message of Jesus in order to justify the state.
Well, yeah, as long as the head of the state proclaims a belief in their version of religion, then mm-hmm. everything that head of the state does in the name of their supposed God is they're given a pass. So even though their own book says thou shalt not kill, apparently that doesn't include when you're having a war. I mean, it's just crazy.
Or capital punishment, possibly. Yeah. Depending on,
Of course, one of the major verses that they use is, you know, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. And I thought you guys might be interested to know this. At the time, Caesar was undermining the currency, just as our government is doing it today. There were a lot of different coins, and there were private coins and foreign coins that were good specie, gold and silver. And the coins that Caesar was minting were debased, like to about 4% of their value. So when Jesus said, you know, held up the coin with the portrait of Caesar on it and said, you know, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, he's saying, well, sure, let him have this crap.
I had heard something about that particular quote before, and I don't remember if it was what you were just saying, but I remember hearing that it was, you know, a pretty good case for how it has been misinterpreted. So, and that's what I was thinking of when you said that a lot of people misinterpret Jesus as, they don't understand that he was anti-statist, and that particular quote was in my head when you said that, and I was trying to remember the way I'd heard about that that story actually.
Right, and even if you were trying to translate that, just the misunderstood statement of render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, if you were to try to translate that today, render unto the government what is the government's, well, the government does not own my labor. My labor is mine, and what I get from my labor is mine, so I don't have to render anything to these people. Who the hell are they? If I have something of theirs, then it would make sense to render it to them. So if I'd, like, taken one of their vehicles, which, of course, they stole in the first place, they stole the money to take it, so is it even theirs? I guess if I had something that the government could have legitimately owned, then it would make sense to give it back to them.
And I would love to start using, give them their currency, this paper crap, and use real currency. That would love to render unto them this crappy currency.
You could do it, but it would be difficult.
That's
very
a good line of reasoning,
Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell Dale, I didn't get quite what the whole conversation was about, but I just have all of my webcomics bookmarked, and I just pull it up. Like, I start loading all my bookmarks, then I go and eat my breakfast, and by the time I come back, they're all loaded for webcomics.
So. And is mine on there?
Yep.
It's awesome.
The bottom, but only because I haven't sorted it yet.
I have a question for you. If you're a fan of the comic, you read it pretty regularly. Do you vote?
I read through the archive once, and I've checked back, I think, maybe a dozen times, but yeah, I have voted.
All right, I was just curious. I'm trying to get a feel for, I'm really trying to push people to vote for the comic. Unfortunately, it's a little tedious because you have to do it every day for it to really add up, because other comics are getting voted for every day, and I have to compete with that.
But if you start putting that vote link in with your comic, then that would be the easiest
way. And there's also vote.anarchyinyourhead.com.
Great idea. Hey, thanks.
That's a shortcut.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dan. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with John in Kansas. John, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
In the past, I remember your little problem with neighbors, and I wanted to give everyone a suggestion on how to handle your neighbors. I know your neighbor didn't exactly do things ideally with you.
You're talking about the neighbor that ratted on my tenants or on me for having my tenants allowing them to keep a couch in their yard? Is that what you're...
Yes.
Okay.
Well, a friend of mine is actually having problems with his neighbor. He lives in an apartment, and the neighbors above him tend to play loud music until 3 a.m.,
nice.
And they also smoke marijuana to the point where his kitchen smells like marijuana.
Really? The marijuana scent goes travels downward? That's interesting. I didn't know that would work that way. Okay.
To the point where his parents have actually questioned him whether he was the one doing it.
Maybe
so
he is.
So he went and had a talk with them. They cleaned up their act for a little bit, but then it didn't work. They went right back to doing it, and it even became worse. They had this party out in the yard where they left a bunch of used condoms sitting out there.
Oh, that's a hell of a party.
Great. Well, so what would you suggest?
Well, in his case, what he did was he took it, pictures of it, and then he even went and talked to them about it. And since he had his voice recorder with him when he talked to them, he just turned that in about the marijuana. In their clause, they have a no-drug policy whatsoever in their lease.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically the manager ended up having to get rid of them because they were violating the lease.
So he recorded them without their knowledge and consent?
Right.
I would suggest that if you're going to do something like that, you find out what the government's rules are in your area, because not that I'm normally somebody who cares too much about following the rules, but if you're getting into a conflict with somebody like that, there's a very good chance they'll try to use those rules against you. And if you're recording someone without their knowledge, it's sometimes legal and sometimes not. Depends on the state in which you live, and in many places it's absolutely not. But if it is legal and you manage to corner them like that, then great. And you know, maybe you could use it as leverage to get them to clean up their act rather than taking to the apartment manager first. But then again, as you said, they'd already talked about it. Yeah, you tried the nice route, and they didn't want to be nice about it. Of course, one of the other suggestions I would make is to get the hell out of an apartment complex and put a little space in between your neighbors. I thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. But if you live in a city, what can you do, right?
Earplugs help, too. I found them to be great when I sleep.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call. If you make it now, you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231.
Hey guys, does size really matter? Take it from a woman, it does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixus, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixus works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixus, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixus before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixus before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable, containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Choose for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time to stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchoose.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. Enough time for your call here in these remaining moments. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. A whole list of things that you can do there to help get the show into more ears around the world. Most of them are totally free or very low cost. Promote.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your phone calls. Jesse is in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jesse.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I have 2 warrants out for my arrest.
Oh, dear. Why is that?
Missing jury duty twice.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I can't decide whether to just go to them, you know, or if I should wait for them to find me.
Well, do you have anything that they might not, that you might not want them to find in close proximity to you?
At my house?
In your home? Yeah.
No.
Huh. Well, I mean, do you like having a door on your hinge, on the hinges at the front of your home?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I don't think they're going to bring the SWAT team out the first time around. Odds are good they're probably going to just send a couple of sheriff's deputies to your house. I mean, presuming out in Oregon the sheriffs do this job, this kind of job. I think it's typically the sheriffs around here in New Hampshire. But they'll probably just send a couple cops to your door and knock and see if you'll answer and talk to them, which, of course, then they'll put you in handcuffs and lead you away. If you don't answer the door, then, you know, eventually that may lead to them taking more serious action. But I'm speculating here. I don't know. I mean, I've never really – there have been people that have been put in jail for not going to jury duty, but I've never really heard the stories about what preceded them going to jail. Like, what actions did the state agents take in order to get your body into their jail cell? I mean, I can see them doing a police raid down the line, but it doesn't seem like they're going to jump to that first. Guys,
I would say, well, based on my experience, I guess I can't speak for other places again, but here in New Hampshire, I know that people get warrants out for their arrest, and you kind of have to, you almost have to make it convenient for them before they actually come down and arrest you.
I mean, I don't think that's
how
true.
Bad it is.
I don't know if that's true, because I've heard them on the, we've got a police scanner we've set up here in town. We're kind of experimenting with it. It's not public yet. Eventually it will be, because I'm having some trouble with the streaming. But I've been listening to a number of the traffic, the audio traffic on the police scanner. And, they're out serving papers a lot. So it's the sheriff's job here to serve paperwork to people and to serve warrants and things like that. So,
well, there's someone, they were looking for someone at my house.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking to serve a warrant. We didn't answer the door.
Right.
We didn't talk to them through the door or anything. I at one point walked up to the door. There was a police officer there. He'd knocked several times. I realized the door was unlocked. So I kind of looked at him briefly. I wasn't being a smart ass or anything, but I looked him in the eye, locked the door, walked upstairs to the restroom. Eventually he shined a light inside looking for the person that they were serving a warrant to and eventually left. It was someone who doesn't live with us anymore.
We have a turnover
of roommates, so it was like an ex-roommate or something.
I think in general you're right that they want it to be easy, but that's not going to mean they aren't going to send people to your house.
Well, they sent them to our house, but we just didn't answer the door.
Exactly, and they never escalated past that because they don't have any. They didn't have any evidence that that person was actually there.
Because
if they wanted to bust in, then they probably have to have a little bit more proof, right? They'd have to go to a judge and say, well, we believe because of this and that this person is actually here. If they don't have that, it's going to be more difficult. So that's why they just go and fish. They go and knock on a door, and they know that 99% of the people have watched Cops and they've watched the Hollywood movies where everyone goes and answers the door when the police are there. That's what you're supposed to do, right? So when they go to people's houses, that's the behavior that they expect, and that's usually what they get. So they don't have to come in with the battering ram and all of that, because most people will just go ahead and answer the door. Eventually they could get to that point, and I'd be concerned about that if I were you.
I think they don't make
it easy for them.
Yeah, and we were listening to the police scanner that right after, and someone called in and stuff, and we got them. We were left with the clear impression that they did not really believe the person was there, so they didn't sound like they were going to put any more effort into it. But you're right, it's a strange thing when you first do it, and someone comes to your door, particularly someone that seems like in a position of authority. Just a few days earlier, we'd had an animal control person show up, and we just ignored him. And then when the police officer showed up, and we're just ignoring him. We weren't really ignoring him. Like we acknowledged that we knew he was there, and we were specifically choosing not to answer the door. And it's very odd.
We don't want your services. Go away.
It's also very empowering when you realize, wow. I mean, if we actually, listen, people, if you start standing up for your rights, they will at some point start showing more restraint. Hopefully they'll get to the point where they actually have to feel truly like some sort of violent action is truly justified before they'll take it frivolously, just because most people are just such pushovers. They don't stand up for their rights. How many times has an officer said to someone, if you say, I don't consent to a search, well, what do you have to hide then? Like, it shouldn't be a good answer to say, I just believe that we need to stand up for our rights at every opportunity. Say that to them when they tell you, what do you have to hide? Say, I actually think that it's important for people to stand up for our rights at every opportunity, or else we're going to lose them.
I never heard that answer before, and I like it. I think it's concise, and it'll give the cops something to think about. Oh, rights, yeah. I remember those.
Yeah, we heard about those ones in police academy.
Yeah. So, Jesse, any other thoughts?
So if I'm given the chance to just re-sign up for jury duty, let's talk about jury nullification for a moment. Should I tell the other jurors what I intend to do?
I don't think that FEJA recommends that. What you should do is go to FEJA's website, Fully Informed Jury Association. FEJA.org is their website, FIJA.org. Yep. They have informational booklets there, brochures that you can read that will give you the answer to those questions. It's been a while since I've read, given the site a good thorough reading, but it's my recollection that if you mention jury nullification, there is a chance that something awful could happen to you. So it's... usually best to just try to nullify without actually mentioning what jury nullification is.
Okay.
But that's just my recollection. So please check me on that. And if I'm wrong, call me. You know, call us back and let us know. And do let us know what happens with your warrants and your case. I hope you managed to pull through this okay, because the last time we talked about this, one man spent over 80 days in jail because he didn't go to jury duty.
Yeah.
So this could be pretty serious.
I would relish the opportunity because of FIJA. I would relish the opportunity to go and potentially have the opportunity to save an innocent person from going to jail. And I will be the what is it? What was that? 12 Angry Men?
Yep, that's
the name of the
good movie?
I will be the guy who, I just don't think he's guilty. And they'll be angry. We want to go home. It's hot in here. I'm hungry. Too bad. I'm not sending someone to jail for a year over a nonviolent, a victimless crime, with no crime at all, so that you don't have to sit in a hot jury room a little bit longer, or so that you can go home a little earlier, get back to work.
Find him innocent.
You know?
That's always an option.
Exactly. Thanks for the call tonight, and good luck out there. 800-259-9231.
I'd like that to be said, that if I was on a jury and it was somebody who was convicted of a violent crime and I felt that they had done it, I would nail their butt to the wall.
All right, let's talk to Eric in Illinois. Eric, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I would like to express my outrage at the fact that they're remaking the movie Fame, and it's going to be PG-13.
They're remaking Fame?
Yeah.
I thought Fame was a television show.
Started as a movie, and then I think they made a TV show afterward. I think. I'm pretty sure they were both.
What's that?
I'm pretty sure it started as a movie.
He said he's pretty sure it started as a movie. That's what Dale said.
Okay.
Well, okay, so they're remaking Fame. I mean, Hollywood's run out of ideas, right? I mean, they're remaking all kinds of things. Aren't they remaking Nightmare on Elm Street? They've already remade the Jason Friday the 13th. They're calling them reboots now, where they're just basically making the same.
I have some advice for Hollywood. If you need new ideas, go to Neil Gaiman. He's one of the best writers. He's the William Shakespeare of our age. Neil Gaiman is writing original stuff. They need to go to him and get some original stories. He's, you know.
So he's a regular author? He's not a script writer?
He's done both.
Oh, okay.
Stardust was by Neil Gaiman. It didn't look that great in the previews. I had no idea it was written by Neil Gaiman. As soon as I found out it was, I rushed to see it, and it was fantastic, I thought. It was actually an original fairy tale.
So,
really well done.
Do you think this movie's going to be successful, Eric?
It's going to be successful because it's riding on the back of the High School Musical success, and it's kind of in a similar strain. But, I mean, the movie originally was about the grit of being an artist, and they're making it a PG-13. I think that's kind of take away from the story. It's going to be different.
Maybe so.
Well, I mean,
I probably won't go see it.
They kind of had hot girls dancing, and I suppose they're going to expound on that a little bit. I mean, don't you think that that's going to be good in some way?
I don't think it'll have to be the original.
Well, why don't you watch the original if you want it to be like the original?
I will. Thanks for the call, Eric. And I won't watch either one of them.
Well, I don't know. If it's playing, I'll watch it for a little while. But
we are out of time for tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
We shall return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.